Blog Talk Radio.
We're back.
We're back.
The Bridal Body Shop Show.
Oh, the Bridal Body Shop Show. I miss them.
I miss them too. And I miss them too. And I think the audience missed us too. Give us a little.
I think so too.
I think they're glad we're back. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are back. We were actually on hiatus for a couple months, like The Sopranos. I think that we are entitled to take
some time off.
To take, well, not a year off, and then come back.
Wasn't a year off?
No, I'm saying The Sopranos did.
Oh.
And remember, I was saying to you, how could they possibly do that, and then keep an audience and come back?
Because they love The Sopranos.
Ah, and
just like the audience loves us.
See. You walked right into that beautifully, my love. It is the Bridal Body Shop Show, and this is season two premiere, and we're happy to be back. And we're saying happy holidays, because the last time we spoke with everybody, it was, I'm thinking, probably the end of the summer.
The end of the summer, right.
Right?
It was the end of the summer.
It was the end of summer.
I think
so.
it's Labor Day.
Labor
right?
Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
We were upstate.
We went into Woodstock, and we took a vacation.
Yeah, and then we had a fall and spitting show, and then we took a little time off.
Right.
But this year is going to be a big year for us. We have a few different things going on, and we'll fill you in on all that. But today, I think what we're going to be doing, because it is the holiday season, you know, Hanukkah just passed. And we're walking into, yeah.
That's a big one.
And we're walking into Christmas and New Year's. And
Two of my favorite holidays.
Christmas and New Year's?
Yes.
I know you're big on Christmas, Eveline. I know you are. I know you are. She's wearing a Santa's hat right now.
Yep.
That's a big holiday. Around the Eagleman household. That's it.
I always
look forward to coming over to your house and seeing the nativity scene. That's what I look forward to every Christmas.
And my
At the Eagleman home. That's what we all look forward to.
I didn't even put a menorah up this year. That's how bad I was.
But you know what? Didn't the holidays come really quick?
It came and went.
Uh-huh. It seems like yesterday we were talking about...
we had to share it with a turkey. That wasn't fair.
Well, and yeah, it all went quick, but it seems like yesterday we were talking about what was our promo for the summer, have a slabulous summer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're going to work that into to stuff because I like that. I like that.
Well,
slabulous.
We're
going to
work on people so they don't have the flab.
But that's what I'm saying. We're going to weave that, have a slabulous holiday. We're going to use that more because it was kind of cute and we just let it die by the wayside. And I think we should resurrect that and use it because it's awfully cute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, hello, Elise.
Hi. Nice
to see you again. One of our listeners said that it really isn't the show until you say, hello, Elise, how are you?
Hello,
so I made sure
how
I did.
Are you?
I'm doing great. How are you looking forward to? How are you faring with the holidays, my friend?
Am I faring?
Yeah, how are you faring?
It's over.
Oh, well, no. We're still walking into New Year's. We still got the holiday fanfare.
Oh, it's over in my eyes. It's over in my eyes. It's always the same days to me.
Ebenezer! Oh, God. Yeah, you know what? I think that if you ring that doorbell, yeah, ring it about now. Ring it.
What doorbell?
I think I heard the doorbell, Elite.
Wait.
Did you hear it?
Let me
I heard
see
something.
If I hear no... I don't hear a doorbell.
I'm hearing the... There we go. And
here.
Look at the door. Ah, we're visited by three ghosts. And one is the ghost of Christmas past.
and Jason.
Well, he wasn't supposed to come. That was my little joke on.
All right, move on.
But today what we're going to be talking about is something that everybody's talking about. It's how do you hold on to a healthy diet. I'm not going to say try to lose weight during the holidays, because that's silly. But
forget about
maintaining.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. Maintaining the weight is the hardest thing.
Is more reasonable, and you get to enjoy the holiday festivities.
Well, what do they say? They say that you usually gain 8 to 10 pounds during holiday time.
You know what? If that's really if that's really the stats on that, which I'm going to say, I don't know. But
shame on everybody.
You really have to be a multi-femme. You really have to be eating everything that's not moving. And I really don't get how you could really, I mean, honestly, there's only so much food you could eat in a certain amount of time. Do you agree?
Well, you know, it depends on where you are and what family you're with.
Okay, being raised in an Italian household, where there was always food. I mean, not necessarily my mother's table, but at relatives, there was always an abundance of food.
You know what it is?
But
it's not only the food. It's you eat the leftovers and the leftovers and the leftovers, and you know the cakes can't be going to waste because you have to eat the leftovers.
But you know what I think people forget it, and you know, and we're going to go over this list by list, but people really have to overdo. They give themselves license to overeat just because it's the holidays. And no one's saying deprive yourself of nice things,
no.
And eggnogs and things that are fatty. But
moderation.
It doesn't have to be every day. And you don't have to say, well, you know what? I already went off. I already veered off the road. So now I don't have to care. So I don't care till after the holidays. Look, if you overate or ate incorrectly one day, okay, well, what about the next day? Eat a little cleaner. I mean, you and I do that. You and I have food that maybe wouldn't be the best for us. But
well,
it's
that's the thing. We
so,
know how to go back on our eat clean
right.
diet the next day. A lot of people have a hard time.
And see, that's what we say. We don't even use you and I. We don't even use
There's no diet. It's eat clean.
What do we say? We gotta clean it up a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
that's all you have to do. And before you know it, whatever you have to clean up.
If you put a label on anything, people don't like it. You know that.
Well, what do we usually say? Deprivation leads to sabotage.
Right.
You know? And
it's just a way of life.
No. This is how we say it, Elite. This is how we
no,
say
you
it.
You say it.
Okay, but and you agree with me
I
when
shake
I do.
My head to you.
You agree with me when I say deprivation shush. Rewind that. Okay. Deprivation leads to temptation. Leads to sabotage.
Oh,
and that's
right.
Exactly what it is, because you're depriving yourself. Thank you. You're going to want it more.
So, of course.
And then what's going to happen is you're going to sabotage it. So don't do that. Salud, it's true.
Thank you.
But so that's what we're saying. Enjoy the holiday parties. And
but just, you know, to go back to normal eating habits the next day.
Because
you're really not going to feel good. You're definitely not going to feel good. You're going to walk around like a balloon and just feeling sluggish and tired all the time and not going to feel yourself.
And, you know, it's so funny. I think about old pictures of my mother's family when they used to eat like on Thanksgiving. And my mother had this one really, really cool black and white shot of five of her brothers asleep on the couch after a big meal. And that's pretty much it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
your body doesn't know. I mean, now, the normal better thing would have been to go out and take a nice brisk walk or help the women in the kitchen. You know, don't just lie around, but that's another story for another day. I digress. But you could have just walked around and burned off some of those calories as opposed to passing out on the couch, which is what happened. You know, so, I mean, just think about that. I mean, if you're going to eat and overeat, you usually don't feel good about it. So maybe take a walk with you know, some cousins or relatives you haven't seen for a little bit, to have a little one-on-one time, and just take a walk with them and burn a little bit, you know?
That's the best thing to do.
I think it is. And just
and it gets you away from the table.
That's exactly right. You know, I always get terribly bored sitting at a table and just like food after food. It's just like, okay. After a while, it gets tiring just sitting there
mm-hmm.
and just eating. And just change the atmosphere. Just you'll feel better. So that's what we're going to discuss, the holiday parties.
And hopefully people, it will penetrate.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. As much of an optimist as I am, and you know
and you
I
are.
I am. We say the same
Does
thing.
Does that have a throw-up sound to you? Oh, no.
No, I hear it enough from you. I mean, we will, let me just record that. But we say the same things every year, and people just kind of follow their own routine, and they fall out of pattern, and, you know, they go a little overboard on the holidays. But what we're going to do is we're also going to tell you, if you are going to holiday parties and you really can't show any type of restraint in what you're eating, the best thing to do would be certain things that you could do before you get to the party, little things that you could, like, maybe carry some nuts with you, some protein that will fill you up before you get to the party. Because if you go into a party, just like food shopping, on an empty stomach, what's going to happen, Elise? What's going to happen? Because I'm looking at you.
Because people will not do that.
Well, but
I'm telling, of course, I mean, that is great advice, people. And if you would do that, you would definitely not overeat at the table. Because that's basically, and they tell you to drink some water.
Right.
Fill up your stomach with healthy snacks before you get to the big
eating
table.
Right. That's exactly.
But you know what people do? They starve themselves because they know they're not going to eat until they get there. And what happens? They gouge themselves.
And you know something, baby? I'm finding it so amusing that you're laughing so hard about this. And you know something, people? There is not a drop of alcohol in the studio, and she's crying.
Oh, and because it's so true. I mean, people, we actually preach to people to drink water, eat healthy snacks, but it's just people don't listen. They don't listen. They literally starve themselves because they know they're going to eat so much at a dinner party or, you know, a Christmas party.
And you know,
am I?
No, I'm so amazed that you're crying like that. That's all. No, everything we say is the absolute truth. But I just didn't think that it was, you know, that hysterical. But apparently it is.
It is. It's true, though. I'm laughing at the truth.
But you know what, Elite? We can laugh and dispel myths and set people straight. And that's
exactly.
That's what the Bridal Body Shop show is
help
about.
Get through.
And also, I really have to. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that because Elite and I are on the periphery of the wedding industry, although the Bridal Body Shop, we deal with fitness is fitness, whether it's a bride group, whatever. But this is what's considered bridal Christmas, from Thanksgiving to February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. This is the holidays usually bring on our nesting instincts. You know, we want to couple up. We don't want to be alone. This is when you start thinking in terms of proposing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's called Bridal Christmas. So the wedding
it's
industry.
It's like the perfect gift, especially if you're thinking of, you know, shacking up.
Or just.
Oh, wow. I shocked you with that. You're
You know what? We've been away from the show too long, and things have to be ironed out, obviously. And we'll deal with that. But what usually happens is the wedding industry takes a nice little spike in sales, and as does everything, a little
right.
You know, makeup, hair. Everybody gets a little bit more work. So our business is starting to get in gear as far as getting brides and grooms ready for the wedding. And what we always say is, it's not just, we will train anybody. If you have a body that is out of shape that
anybody.
You don't.
Anybody.
Yeah,
right.
Anybody.
No. Anybody.
Anybody that needs our help. I mean, our niche, I think, is the fact that we specifically train brides and grooms, but it's anybody. It's, you know, if you have a body that needs to be in shape, hey, you know, it transposes very easily. Whatever we tell them, we could tell you. The only difference, really, Elite, is a time frame. You know, with people getting married, they're looking at, and we signed up a couple the other day. We have plenty of time with them. They're getting married June of 2014, so we got plenty of time to get them into shape. So that's going to be nice. But that's the only real difference. The philosophy is the same.
It's always the same. And hopefully, this couple will continue on with fitness afterwards, you know?
Well, and
because
you know
that
what,
is the main key, is just to constantly continue.
And you know what Ali and I, and again, radio is faceless, so you don't really know, but we drank the Kool-Aid and we walked the walk. And that's a large portion of our selling what we do. I could be a voice over the phone telling somebody this, that, and the other thing, but what really sells them, and this happened last week, we were signing this couple on, we signed up the young lady first, and what sold her was I was 51. And that is what really sealed the deal. Because it's like, okay, she at 20, I think I told she was 23, certainly could be her mother. And to her, it's just like, well, being a certain weight and she wanted a certain body type. Okay, well, 51, wow.
And, that's a great age to start.
That's exactly right.
It's a great age to start to open the door for, her new future. And hopefully it will continue from there.
And the fact that they're both doing it together,
they're not going to be doing it
the same place, but they'll be doing it with separate trainers.
That's good.
I think it is.
That's
going to be like a little bit.
There's two different levels, men and female. I mean, female and male are two different, levels sometimes.
But you know what I like too? It's the fact that there'll be a little bit of
challenge.
Yeah,
it's going to be a challenge. There's always going to be a challenge. Look
in
at my muscle.
Way.
No, look at my muscle.
But that's what's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a loving way, And
of course.
What better gift
Definitely.
Can you give to each other than the gift of health?
Exactly.
And that's why we're selling gift certificates this year. The gift of health is, what do I always say, the gift that always fits, Elite.
That's the truth, though. That's perfect.
And that's what we're So gift certificates are on sale. Brides, non-brides, grooms, non-grooms, it doesn't matter. 212-460-1879. And it can't be easier. You just give us a call. We send out a gift certificate. My thinking would be you really can't buy a package. You can't really just buy one session. You have to buy a package.
A session is like a piece of a taste of a cake.
Yeah.
You have to really have the whole piece to really, appreciate it.
So what we do is we really try to make it as wallet friendly as possible. And we make packages to design to, everybody's, I guess, financial needs, with keeping it fair to us and the trainers and so on and so forth. So, again, holiday gift certificates, gift of health is the gift that always fits. So definitely give us a call and look into those and we'll ship them right out to you. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing during our bridal Christmas. And we're going to get right into those holiday parties. And what you should do before you leave the house, what you should do. I think what people get they get overwhelmed when they're looking at food. All bets are off.
You think they get overwhelmed or do you think they get guilty right away? Because they already ate the food. Now they need to taste it.
Let's see. What time is it now? It's 4:15. There's a holiday party going on.
Oh, I'm sure. It's
right
Christmas
now.
Time.
Okay, so let's just be that person walking in for the first time. That's the way we'll do this. Okay, you're walking in, and you have these tables full.
Well, first everybody has to say hello to everybody.
Yeah, well, of course.
And as they say hello, their eyes are looking at the tables.
Of course.
And look. The other
so we're saying hello.
We're right. saying hello right. as See, we're checking out the food.
I'm saying hello like
people could do both.
You're just not because you're skeeve. You're not kissing people hello.
A piece of that. Oh, what?
I said you missed the whole joke. I said this is me kissing.
I just heard you make
I'm
fun of me.
Hello.
I just avoided
it. Ears opened up. Like Pavlov's dog. She all of a sudden said, "What?"
Ooh.
But yeah, okay. Let's just now you're looking and honestly, the food that's gonna be there is not going to be the food that's necessarily good. You're not gonna really have that array of vegetables, steamed foods.
Usually is a little lonely vegetable platter.
that nobody gravitates to because they're sick of that because they eat it all the time. So they're going to go to the other things.
So you know what? And this is, I think a lot of times people say, well, you know what? I starved myself at home so that I could have.
Right.
So my thinking is, why don't you eat better at home and just have, like, the things that you would never have at the party? Like a good place to start is, you mentioned the vegetables.
Okay.
Now, the vegetables are great.
And they will fill you up.
They will really fill you up.
And there's, like, zero calories because it's
zero
all
calories.
Water. It's
and
really made of all water. And you could eat as much as you want.
The only thing I would – you just watch the dips.
It's the dip. That's
what about mustards? Yeah, a little bit of mustard.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with a little tiny bit of dip. You know?
It's just a taste of that dip
on that veggie.
Right.
It is.
And little things that you could pick up, like little snacks. I mean, you always see the pretzels. Pretzels are good. I like saltless pretzels. That's okay.
But usually people don't use those for parties.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at the snacks that might be there. Popcorn is okay. I mean,
well, that's not what people have at these Christmas parties.
I'm just saying the big tray of food. I'm talking about the stuff
the
that's good.
Well, this is what I'm talking about.
You know what? Okay, come over here with me, and this is what we're going to talk about. Forget about that. Get away from the eating. Just come over here
but
with me.
But that's where people go.
But
they're starving. It's dinner time.
But what we're talking about, we're trying to set up things that the people can, the friendly stuff, and we're naming. All of that on the other side is either, forget that. That's the stuff that you should be staying away from. So get yourself
Laurie, don't you think people know this?
Hey, don't you call me Laurie.
I think that people know this, and they play very naive to healthy choices versus unhealthy choices.
Okay.
And that is the problem. Our problem is to sway them and to listen to be the way
now,
we are.
Now, this is what we'll do, because you and I do this.
Right.
Okay, now watch what I'm going to do, Elite. Watch this and take – how about have a bite of everything? Literally, just a bite. Don't fill your plate. If you want a piece of lasagna, why don't you just get two forksfuls? What about that?
Do you know what I do? I usually take a spoon and just one spoonful of this and one spoonful
but
of that.
But that's exactly
and
right.
You have a taste of every single thing. And you know what? You're full by the end of the day.
And you don't feel deprived
no,
at all.
No, you tasted everything.
So
opposed to eating the popcorn and the pretzels that people are
you know what?
Eat.
Let me tell you something. Stop being fresh and naysaying that.
No. I'm trying to tell you that people are not going to listen to this. We have to tell people to actually be like ourselves, to eat every day clean and enjoy the party. You can enjoy the party. But don't overdo it.
But Elite, nobody's going to listen. Nobody's going to listen. Show's over.
All right, nice talking to you all.
That's it. Best of luck to everybody at those Halloween parties. But no, seriously, and Elite and I do this. If we go, and we've gone to, like, a lot of functions where...
No, forget it. We go crazy.
But we don't overdo it. We just taste a little bit and like.
But that's going crazy for us, you know, because we don't overeat that much.
Right. But
and that's what I'm trying to get to the people is that eat what you want, but just don't go crazy with it. That's all.
The bottom line is now, and also people forget the biggest problem that you're going to find in that room, and I'm glad you're finding this amusing. Is alcohol, which you really should have had a little bit before you came on the show today, by the way.
I didn't need the alcohol today.
No, you didn't.
Empty calories. Totally
empty
calories.
And
you know what? That's what makes people feel good at a holiday party.
Right.
You know what? They're going to let loose. They're going to have a glass of this, a glass of that. A glass of this, a glass of that, fine. Not a bottle of this and a bottle of that. And make sure you don't drive.
And exactly. And the best thing to do is stick with the wines because they're lower as far as caloric value.
Right.
And there's not a whole lot of sugar.
Vodka's pretty good, too.
Right. But I'm just saying, once you get into those fruity, different
oh,
you
know, no.
Those,
drinks, those people don't understand. Those are like 500-600 calories.
Easily.
So, you know, did you listen to that? 500-600 calories within one glass of a daiquiri or a Mai Tai, whatever those things are.
So
you
already have 1,000 calories right there without the food.
That's a day's value of caloric you know.
Well, that's
food.
I mean, think about that. Think about just the two drinks there, and then anything else.
And then
you
food
have.
On top of it.
Yeah.
A party could be like 3,000 calories.
In addition to
yeah.
what you already had that day,
exactly.
which is
exactly.
I mean, and people like and you, again.
And what
not,
is 3,500 calories equal to? A pound of fat.
A pound of fat. Yeah, and that's and think about this. That's probably what a lot of people are doing during the day because people are not.
And
counting.
That's why I'm saying during the holiday time, their caloric intake is very high. So you can gain 5 to 8 pounds
easily.
Very easy.
And you know, and bosses who really want to make it nice for their employees, and they put out candy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
How about sugar-free candy? You know, sucking candy, stuff like that. And again, your face is like a fist, and you are laughing. And I don't know why this is so funny to you.
Because people don't do that. I'm saying I agree with everything you're saying. I'm not disagreeing at all. I live your lifestyle. It's just that I'm laughing because people at this time of the year forget about the sugar-free candy.
This is what I have to say.
Flat as a cookie.
This is what I have to say.
This is what I hear every day. I can't take the candies and the cookies. And
well,
the,
that's
and
just
the...
in your house.
Exactly.
Get out a little bit more early. You won't hear that so much. But anyway.
That's what I hear. I can't take it. Everybody's bringing in fudge and everybody's bringing in cookies. Everybody's joyous this time of year. And you know what makes it even more joyous? Eating.
Wow.
People get so joyous eating.
Everybody's joyous this year, Elite? This time of year?
Especially
everybody's
me.
Joyous? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to say something else that's going to be hysterical to you.
Uh-oh.
Edible arrangements, and I'm not giving anybody
a plug. Oh, those are delicious.
And if more parties had those, because I think... It's just, I mean, and you've gotten a couple,
oh,
of,
couple
them,
of them,
and I've sent, and they're just so attractive. And that's really, when something is that attractive, and even like, you know, the only thing bad on those, and I wouldn't even consider that, is like the chocolate-covered strawberries. But even then, it's dark chocolate.
Now they, you could get a basket of everything chocolate-covered.
But I'm just saying.
I had the chocolate-covered pineapples,
yeah,
and I had
yeah,
the apples. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what? If you're going to eat something like
that's
off,
okay.
That's a perfect snack.
It actually is because the dark chocolate is lower in calories.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
And just the fruit.
And it's fruit.
It's wonderful. So, I mean, that,
exactly.
that's the thing. Lean towards things like that. Have nuts. I mean, little
mm-hmm.
things like that that you could pick on that are actually good for you.
Right. Well, you know, but nuts, you know, you got to be careful with nuts also, right?
Of course.
You can have, you know, people,
no.
you, I see people have cans of nuts.
Oh, no, no,
said
no,
I had
no,
nuts.
No. I'm talking about handful. No. That's what I'm talking
I'm,
about.
We're talking about us.
And I'm not
okay.
talking about
and that's why I'm
a,
laughing
a handful.
Because nobody does these things. I see people eating cans of nuts.
But
and they have a bellyache. Really?
But that's why we have, we look, we have to present all the information. We
and
have
and that's why I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Even if it doesn't make sense because, like, okay, they're not going to do it, but you know what? We put it out there anyway.
Right.
We put it out there anyway. And, you know, people might like, oh, blah, blah, blah. They make faces behind their back, and I'm sure they do. But it works. This stuff works. And see, this is where the gym industry starts picking up because now
mm-hmm.
everybody, and this is where I think people make the mistake, I don't care what I eat like because I'm going to do it all now and then...
And then I'm going back to the gym.
Yeah. And,
and you know what's funny?
Work.
You know, I'm in a couple of gyms. It's so quiet now.
Of course it is.
It's like dead. It's like a
mm-hmm.
ghost town. It's unbelievable that nobody... I don't know if everybody's shopping or they're saying I'm not going to do anything until the new year. I don't know. But I notice this every year. This time of year...
Yeah.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Totally dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first week and second week in January, packed. Packed.
That's exactly right.
But it doesn't stay that way. They,
no,
they
it doesn't.
Trickle out.
And that's
why we're here. We're trying to tell people that you have to stick to either, you know, it's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I'm not even going to
call
it a diet.
Marking.
It's not right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, that's the, I think most people need something, an occasion. They need to have something, a banner to stand under. And it's like, well, I'm going to do
and how about their
it's
health?
New Year.
Isn't that an occasion?
Well, Elite, as you know, people usually resign themselves to working out after a health scare. Something scares them enough to do it, or they're heavy and they have to take weight off a joint. Or, you know, if something, you know, is like a knee injury or an ankle injury, weight-bearing joints certainly suffer the most, and then they have to start losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Then it occurs to them. But it usually is, it's two things. It's a calendar marking. It's, I want to lose weight before my 50th birthday. I want to lose weight before the wedding. Whatever it is, it's something that we have to be programmed into an event to make it work. And I think that's pretty sad, because I think that it should just be, God willing, you were given a good body. You know, it's healthy. It works. So if you have to do some maintenance on it occasionally, why is that the worst thing in the world, people? Why really? Why is it?
And why must it be January 1st?
That's exactly right.
Can it be January 15th? Can it be December 15th, which is 2 days away?
Well,
why can't it just be a day that you decide to wake up and say, today's a new day, I'm going to start it all healthy and fresh?
You know what? I think because we're of that clean slate mentality. You know, okay, I made a couple mistakes. Now it's going to be better. Just like the loose leaf that you get the first in September. You don't write on the loose leaf.
No.
It's nice and clean. And
nice
all
and
of
clean.
Sudden,
right.
In November, there's somebody's name on it. There's this
right,
and that.
Right.
That's pretty much, this is how we function. It's got to be.
But you know
be,
what? You have the same body for the rest of your life, so you should treat it
what
right.
What do we always say? This is non-refundable.
Mm-hmm.
It's one per customer.
You have one body. Treat it right.
And we would never do this to our cars.
No.
We would never, if, you know, we would never let it decay in any way. If paint chips, we usually get
mm-hmm.
something done because why? Oh, I don't want it to rust. We do that
mm-hmm.
for materials.
Well, our body regenerates if something goes wrong. You know, it does get better on its own sometimes.
Well.
But, you know, gaining weight. You must do something about that. That's not going to come off itself, you know?
No.
Not working out doesn't really keep you healthy, you know. Your bones get weak, you know, your muscles just atrophy. So just, you know, do something. Do something for yourself.
Anything.
Anything. Anything is right.
I mean, if you think about the amount of waking hours we have in our day, you know, and where we're not sleeping.
They say working out is 4% of your day. If you can't have put aside 4% of your day,
think about
something
that.
Is wrong.
If we can't
something
move our bodies
so wrong.
Continuously
mm-hmm.
for 1 hour during the day,
not
think
even
about
an hour.
That.
How about a half hour? You know, start with a half hour.
But when you think in the scheme of things, it's a show on TV. How? I mean, we could lock ourselves into a program for half an hour or an hour.
Well, I don't want to go into a lazy society right now. So,
no.
You know.
We're talking festive, it's the holidays will be.
That's right.
Holiday
festive
cheer.
Festive for the best of us.
That's exactly right. But that's what we're saying. Okay, now we're still that, we got to go back. We're still that person walking around the holiday party. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're still
back
there.
To,
we
got to
go
all
back.
Right, I forgot.
Oh, we left her there. We left
I
her
forgot.
There. She doesn't know anybody. We got to go back for her.
Here we are.
So we're taking her around. Okay. So now we steered her. We gave her a dish. So we're putting
mm-hmm.
a fork full of everything. Now, if there is a way, if there are fried foods.
No, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Do we need a piece of bread with that food?
I don't think we need a piece of bread with anything.
Exactly.
So
that's
get
one
get
thing
rid of
we
that.
Have to tell people out there is
you don't
that
need bread.
You don't need the bread.
No.
The bread is not necessary in any
no.
meal. It's a European thing. People have
it
bread
certainly is.
With every single meal.
Yeah.
But it's just really extra calories, extra carbs. It's just, it's waste of food. It's a waste in your body. There's no need for it at all.
Well, you know what's even funnier, being raised in an Italian family, is that you would have bread with pasta. It's like,
yeah,
where the hell, but that you always had some bread
mm-hmm.
with pasta.
Well, that's,
that
it's a European
no
thing.
Sense.
I mean, years ago, people had bread all the time.
And
all
I,
the time.
I get it.
I mean, I was brought up that way also. Bread.
And it would always be a sin. My mother would say it's a sin to throw away bread.
Mm-hmm.
But. And it's wonderful. And it's, my mother could have lived on
no,
bread.
The age of the poverty.
Uh-huh.
Not great girl.
No, very different.
But poverty, bread was a big, you
oh, of
know,
course.
It was like,
of course.
People live for bread.
And I
and
get
that's,
it.
I think that's where it came from.
Of
if
course.
You had bread on your table, you were well
it was
off.
A, Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what our generation.
You're wealthy.
Well, think about this, because our parents lived through the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
that's
we
what
were handed down.
I forgot about that.
I'm here to help, baby. But that's where we get it. That's
right.
Where we get it.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is, you don't really ever need bread.
Don't
Can
need
you
the bread.
Have it once in a while? Of
so
course.
Don't let me see bread on that plate.
No, especially
okay?
if you're there with pasta on. No.
Now, another thing. How about, is there salad on her plate with all that dressing
no,
mixed
see,
up?
No, no. Oil and vinegar. Oil and vinegar is really all you
Stay
need.
Stay away from salads that already have the dressing
yeah.
in it, because that is more has more calories than a plate of pasta.
You know what I love when people have beautiful salads, and then obviously is that blue cheese. Oh,
forget about
my
the blue
God.
Cheese. It's usually a Caesar dressing, a Caesar salad. They
what?
Have the Caesar salad dressing mixed up. They have the egg. They have the croutons. They made a salad fattening.
Exactly.
And
it's possible. People don't realize
very
it's possible.
Very possible. So that's what you have to stay away from also.
Okay. So that's what we're doing.
Two
okay.
things that people really think that are not bad for you are bad for you.
Well, you know, anything could be bad for you. That piece of carrot that we were talking about
know,
before.
I'm just talking
with
about
dip.
People. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's what we put on the food.
Right.
It's, you know, think about this. That piece of chicken that I'm pointing to over there in the
and chicken could look very, very, you know, it could be dressed up as a beautiful thing because it's chicken.
But what I'm saying is, can you imagine all that fried?
That's what
garbage
I'm trying to tell you.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Take it off.
What is it? Chicken francese that's sold, I mean, at every single event? That is fried, people. Fried. It has that coating on the outside with the chicken breast on the inside. It's filled with oil when you cut right into it.
I'm thinking, look for anything steamed. Anything steamed is really going to be the best thing. And again, my co-host is laughing. There are
because that's what we eat. We could tell them to pick that, but we're trying to tell them not to eat the bad, you know, the stuff that
looks
good, but it's really not good.
But if they're looking. And if we can have that piece of chicken, just take the coating off. That's it.
Right.
That's
right.
it. I mean, if it's there, there's nothing you can do.
Well, why don't you just swap the salmon for the chicken? Usually there is a salmon dish. There's, you know, and they have another thing, too. I mean, they get a fish dish that's filled with all that creamy gravy, which is so bad for you. People, I mean, just wipe it off. Wipe it off because, I mean, they take in a healthy dish and they make it as unhealthy.
Uh-huh.
I hate that. I so hate that.
Well, you know, I had a friend once who used to just blot the food before she...
Well,
you know,
I used to blot my pizza, right. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're saving a couple of calories that way.
The bottom line is, if you have to have that, and, you know, it's like sometimes it's just fun to have it. We've done that too. Just keep it clean the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's really
that's
all.
That's the whole key
and
of this whole thing.
You know what?
Enjoy your party. You're going to overeat a little. Just the next day, be healthy again. Watch what you eat, not so much.
And, you know, and we talk about working. It's also part of this program is people shut down in the winter and they think, well, you know, I really can't work out. I really can't get outside. Well, sure you can.
Oh, that is such a crock.
There are so
such
many different
crock.
Things. And
I'm thinking already for Sunday because we're expecting a storm
mm-hmm.
on Saturday.
Oh, you know what I like. Go ahead.
I hope I can get to the gym because I will get to the,
you
know, sleet, snow, whatever, but I just want to get there at the regular time.
Right.
That's what I worry about.
Well, you're hoping they're open.
They will be open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I get there no matter what. I don't care how bad it is. The only time I couldn't get to the gym, and I did get to the gym, actually, I have to say, is that we had that 2-foot of snowstorm.
Uh-huh.
This is right before my daughter was born. It was like 18 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Remember the 2
yes.
feet of snow we had?
Oh, yeah.
I got to the gym that afternoon.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. There's really no excuse.
But you know what? The bottom line is, and I'm going to smile at you now because that's us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do
right.
that. But people don't realize there are...
They'll use any excuse.
That, you know, walking in snow, Elite. Walking
oh, like
in
walking
snow.
Like walking on sand.
It's very, very joint friendly. But there's a little bit more effort involved, especially
mm-hmm.
deep snow. So, you know what, that's a great thing to do. Decide, you know what, make something your landmark. I'm going to walk X amount of blocks, and I'm going to get this or that. That's actually great because you're actually burning a little bit more than you would during a normal walk because there is a little bit more of an intense situation. So you're burning a little higher. So that's one thing that you could do, and that could just be a casual trip to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do that. My favorite, as you know, is shoveling snow.
Right.
Done with good form, mm-hmm. and obviously if you've done it before.
You must be in good shape to
yeah.
shovel. I mean,
that to me.
Before they go out and have a heart attack.
No, that to me is probably the best form
mm-hmm.
of exercise.
Definitely.
Because it's
definitely.
And you know, the other day I was waiting for that.
I know.
She
was so upset because there was no snow to shovel.
Get home and there's nothing. But it's just.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no snow.
Nothing. But, I mean, even if you can't shovel, even if there's just like a little bit on the ground, sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeping is good, too. I mean, all these
little
things.
Moving your body.
Anything
you do, moving your body.
Right.
Just move the body.
Just continue.
Dance for 20 minutes.
But you know, you say that, yeah, dancing for 20 minutes
yeah.
is a lot of fun. And
put your favorite album on and go.
And this is what you could do in the winter. This is all these things that you could do in the winter. I could say, you know, snow booting. I mean, that's fun. But you're laughing. But you could do that. Aline, do you have any suggestions?
I just said dance. It's an indoor activity.
You could do outside.
Oh, outside.
I want
shoveling and snow booting.
I want people to get outside.
She made up a new activity, snow booting.
You never heard of that?
No.
Actually, yeah, Kim. Do they do
snow booting?
It's not.
It's an activity?
They do it in Central Park.
Do they?
They actually have a class. They actually
have
a class.
Different, you know, variations of snow booting.
Well, but think about it. Central Park is like the activity mecca. I mean,
no, I believe that.
We have all different kinds of camps going on over there. We had one of our trainers.
Right,
trainer.
Kleinsa.
And trainers still do it. They
no, it's a huge area. I could definitely see that.
And one of our old trainers used to take, and they used to just like give them like little, not sleds, but little, what do you call those little plastic things that you pull kids in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
but they used to put weights on it, and you would have to walk up and down the hill.
Oh, that's a
like
good idea,
that.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
so many variations of working out. There really is.
Just using the influence of
mm-hmm.
gravity, walking on an incline, you could get out. And I personally think that in a snow-filled environment, it's beautiful to be out. It's beautiful to be out and working out. And, you know, assuming the air isn't too windy, it's great. So there's really no excuse for people to hibernate in the
winter.
There's
really no excuse at all for anything when it comes to fitness or eating healthy.
It is a lot easier to go out in the summer. You know, it seems a little bit more friendly to go out. You throw a frisbee, do this,
right.
Do that.
It's just easier to get out.
But the winter, there's no reason to put on 20 pounds during the winter because, well, you know, I wasn't exercising. That's just an excuse for there's more clothes covering you so you can eat like a pig. And that's really all of it. That's
just all I'm saying is I was lazy for the last couple of months. That's all it was.
Yeah, but the thing is
it's not an excuse.
We don't like excuses at the Bridal Body
We don't
Show.
Like lazy.
We don't like lazy. We don't like excuses. And the people that are training with us
mm-hmm.
will see the difference once they start training. And they're going to be it's going to be beautiful because they're starting to train in the winter and they're going to see.
They're starting to train at a nice age because we could teach them.
Oh, yeah.
And they can grow into being like we are. Because
I
actually started at that, you know, that age. And, you know, if you can get all those, yeah, if you think about it, you know, after 20 years, I'm 50 years old.
Ooh.
So I started, you know, early 20s.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect time. And hopefully they could stick to it like we do.
You know, it's funny. The magazine that I was interviewed the other day asked what's the best thing that we think impart on our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And
us.
It's us. It's we don't come with any gadgets. We don't come with anything magical. Just it's a philosophy,
mm-hmm.
and all you have to do is grab hold of it. It's really not. It's not like long division. It's really very simple. Do more, and take in less. No, I don't want to say take in less. Take in sensibly.
It's just, I mean, I'm going to say this again. I've said it before. It's just if you constantly work out and you constantly eat right, it's not only the factor of that. Mm-hmm. It factors into the rest of your life. You get disciplined for everything you do. Whether it's waking up at a certain time or making sure this is done or that done, you're organized in mm-hmm. everything. You really are organized. And it's a domino effect. It really is. And what do they say? It's the best mental pill you could have, this mm-hmm. exercise.
You saw what I put on our yeah. Facebook page. In fact, like our Facebook page, it's The Bridal Body Shop. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different things going on there during the day. We have our comic strip up there.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different things. We have videos up there. Mm-hmm. So just go to Facebook, like The Bridal Body Shop, and you'll see a lot of our good stuff that goes on excuse me, during the day. But the bottom line is, and I always say this to this, since you probably have a memory, you're programmed to think that you have to brush your teeth at least 3 times a mm-hmm. day, at least 3 times a day, because the consequence will be they will rot in your head and fall out. So that's kind of fear marketing, but it's geared to a good thing. Now think about this. We use our bodies more incorrectly in our lives than we ever use our teeth, and yet we don't care. And we would never think of waking up one day and saying, well, that was it. I'm never going to brush my teeth again. We would never do that. So mm-hmm. why do we always have to make a stop point with
exercise?
We're
taking a shower.
Right.
We're taking a shower.
You would never say, well,
you're taking your care of your body in different ways. We're really taking your body. This is in all ways, you know. This
exactly
is for
right.
a longer way. It's a longer life, too.
So my question is, why do we always have to put a stop point on it? Why do we always have to say, well, I'm going to do it until this, or I'm going to do it to that? Why don't we just think about, well, I'm always going to work out? It might be differently at certain ages or because of certain lifestyle conditions, but I'm always going to work out. It's never going to stop. The end. That's it.
And it's so funny because you talk about people like we are. Nobody could stop our workout.
No.
You know? No, nothing will get in the way of our
no.
workout. We'll make
no,
sure
absolutely
that we
not.
Work out, you know, and it's just so different. And the best way to, I wish we could program people that way because it's just, they don't understand how it just changes their whole life. It really does.
Yeah.
It really will change their whole life. We promise.
And that's the thing. People just definitely have to see it. And, you know, I had
somebody...
Well, they'll
see it and they'll feel it. That's the inevitable. Definitely will happen.
And you know, you never want to... You always, at least I do, I always try to let people have what they believe to be true. But if it's a complete fallacy, I'm going to have to, you know, correct you.
Well, of course.
This guy came in, and he'd been doing his abs. He's been doing this, doing that. You know, and, you know, he's trying to lose some weight. And, you know... Our philosophy is, you know, abs are made in the kitchen. That's really it. It has nothing to do with working out. It's your diet more than anything. So he said, oh, he's doing 500 sit-ups a day, blah, blah, blah.
He could do 10,000.
That's exactly right. And he hurt his back. So he goes, no, I'm never doing abs again. I said, that's the biggest mistake.
Right, because that controls your abs.
You absolutely have to. Don't blame that. He goes, well, I didn't see my stomach get any flatter. Okay. What was your diet like during this?
No.
That's the thing.
Well, your body's really made up in the kitchen.
That's
exactly
right.
I mean, you can
right.
work out till you're blue in the face, and if you go home and eat fried chicken and biscuits
right.
and stuff
of
like
course.
That, you'll
of
never
course.
Even know you're in the gym.
But especially abs. Everybody, you know,
oh, yes.
and this is and people are probably listening. The person who's listening now or the people that are listening,
mm-hmm.
you too have a six-pack.
Yeah.
You do?
Everybody does.
You just can't see
Everybody
it.
Everybody does.
Exactly right. It's there. You just can't see it.
The first time, I mean, every time, like, you get a client or something like that, because I've been through, how do I get rid of this?
Mm-hmm.
What machine could I use to get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
I said, the only thing you could get rid of it is you got to watch your diet. That's it. You don't even have to use a machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, a machine you could use is a blender. Juice a little bit.
That's what
bit.
I'm saying.
It's not going to be that. Well, you know, we went to a restaurant recently, and I'm not gonna give any plugs, but the portions, Elise, remember the portions in this restaurant we went to?
Humongous.
Unbelievable. That And there was this lady sitting next to us with this little boy, and she ordered him a root beer float. And now, you know, kid was cute as pie, but we're looking at this little boy and the root beer float and then the sandwiches that came out.
Oh, my God.
And I even said to Elite.
There's at least 5,000 calories total there.
There would no
And the half a sandwich, not even the whole sandwich, with the root beer float.
And this little boy was chubby. And I'm thinking, and from what we could tell from the conversation, this is how his mother was rewarding him for something he did in school. So was
well, let's
that,
just hope that he doesn't eat like that every day, you know?
Okay.
Let's hope.
Did you see him?
I totally hear you. But
I don't think he eats like that every day.
No.
But he's eating like something
right.
every day.
Right.
You know, definitely, you know, not a big apple eater.
No, no.
So, and
but
mother,
most kids aren't. I have to tell you the truth. Most kids aren't.
Well, if their parents aren't, then they aren't.
No,
mother.
I could preach to you. That's not true.
Okay.
But
in my house, there were things that
you
were,
listen
were,
to your mother.
There was
you
no choice.
You know,
there was no choice. There was no snacks in the house. She hid them.
Well,
you know, but if you looked at this kid's mother. There was nay apple in her house. There was nothing of fruit.
I can already tell you her story, that she wasn't married anymore, and she's probably trying to get the son, you know, being happy, whatever. That could just saw the whole story.
This?
She wasn't wearing a wedding ring. She was like, oh, honey, you know, this, that. She was trying to, like, and they weren't from here. They were
mm-hmm.
from out of town. So.
Well, maybe her wedding ring doesn't fit her anymore because she put it away. That's my story. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I bet you any man wanted. She was a single mom.
No.
I'm trying to make this one as happy as he could.
And we with food, that's how we do
that's
it.
That's what we do, yes. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. I mean, just how do you reward a kid at that age? Let's go out for a pie. Let's go celebrate. I mean, what do you give to a kid? Do you buy them a car?
But let me ask you this. Why does a reward have to be food? That's what I'm asking you.
It could be food, but it doesn't have to be food like that.
But no. My question is, why do we have to celebrate with food?
Well, first of all, she's out of town. She's got to eat. You know what I'm saying? She probably didn't even know what kind of restaurant
you know,
it was.
We're building her story. We don't even know. She could live around the corner from the place.
If there's anybody looking for sitcom writers, we're available.
Jeez, we have this lady. You know, she could have just like, you know what? I was polishing the furniture, put my wedding ring someplace else. That's her stomach after she ate all of that. But the bottom line is, and you see how. And now I'm gonna build a story. I'm gonna build a story. This kid is going to be a heavy teenager who's gonna be incredibly introverted. Probably become like some sort of computer geek, and social media being what it is, he will not have any contact. He will just stay in the house and contact and make his friends.
No,
online.
He's very outgoing. He's an outgoing kid.
Most
he's got
kids,
lots of friends.
Most kids, most no, let me explain something to you. Elite, you know nothing. Let me finish this up. All kids are outgoing now, and they play the cue card. The minute he's a teenager and you go through that awkward stage, and he will have it because he probably will never get away from the bad eating habits that are being taught at his table. So that's what
I don't know. That was my guess. He is a little, if he keeps that up, he will be a heavy kid.
And you know what? He could grow up to be the governor of Jersey.
Exactly.
Boom. So
there you go.
There's the role model there. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see for him. And that's the sad truth is we reward.
There is a lot of overweight kids. You know, there is, because parents do reward them with food. That's what we do.
But I think your point was a good one. You know, I was never rewarded with food growing up. I got something for something, even if it was maybe money, but I got something for something that I did well. It wasn't food.
You know what? Years ago, money, you know, I totally get it because my parents gave me money. They rewarded me with
mm-hmm.
money, or they rewarded me with a gift,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It was never food because we always
no.
ate at home. But nowadays, there's working parents.
And there's very few people that sit at the table every night and have dinner. Very few. I would say maybe 20% of the society sits down at dinner time right now. Everything is fast food. And that's why when they say, let's go out to eat, you know, it's like a reward, especially if they're all together.
Well, and the fact that the place that she took
graduation, what do? They go out to eat.
Well, that's usually, it's a communal family thing. That's most people
communion.
Do.
You all eat. Okay?
Well, we eat the body of Christ.
Confirmation. You eat.
Again, the body of Christ.
Bar mitzvahs.
Not the body of Christ. Not the body of Christ.
Okay, weddings. Let's see. Everything is a celebration with food.
Right.
But that's the way you celebrate.
No. No.
Here comes the popcorn and the pretzels.
That's, get that girl over to popcorn and pretzels. But that's how we broadly celebrate. But for like little things like that, we don't have to take now, and knowing this place was known for its oversized portions, you bring.
Do you think she knew?
I think most people know. I mean, it's.
I don't think she knew. I think she belonged to.
From what I heard from the conversation, well, let's see, you know, when the food comes out, like, I want to see your face. So.
Well, I think she saw what was going on, you know, with everybody else's plate.
I think she knew.
I don't know. We're making a whole story.
I think she lived. I think she lived around the corner and she knew.
No.
I don't think she was from out of town.
No, I think she was staying at like a hotel by the place. I don't know. She was from out of town.
She didn't look from out of town.
Yeah, she was from out of town.
I don't know how you got all that.
I don't know. I made it up.
You sounded good on the radio.
What?
You sounded good on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made it up.
Why not?
But that's our point. Our point is we celebrate with food.
We do. And well, you just said we didn't.
No. We celebrate with food, and we shouldn't. That's my point.
It's been done for years. The thing is to make your right choices with the food.
Okay, now we're
that's
back at that
thing.
Elite.
Again.
We're back at that holiday party.
But I'm just
party.
Saying, you know, you're, oh, right.
We're back there.
She's not finished yet?
She's not finished. We left her there. We veered off, and the poor kid is still standing there.
This party's okay. Almost over.
Party's almost over.
They're cleaning up the food.
They're cleaning
There's
up
no
the food.
There's no food left.
We didn't help her much.
That's it.
Now, this is what the most people don't realize about going and having drinks. Now, think about this, and we just said it. If three drinks are 1,500 calories easily, okay, and they're thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to have the extra drink and I'm going to forfeit my food. Why would you want to do that? There's no nutrition in drinks.
Because you're an alcoholic?
Other than that. And then if you are, there's a meeting wherever you are. Just find a church. There's a meeting there.
Do you notice how alcoholics are thin? They're never really heavy because they don't eat. Because the food brings them down. You know what I'm
saying? I don't know. It
takes away their high. Yeah. I've asked all my friend alcoholics. And I asked them, why don't you eat? Because they never eat. They said because their high comes down when they eat. It's the truth. Any alcoholics out there, call this number. 347.
They might have blurry vision right now, so they're not going to call. We'll just add on to what
but
we have.
But it's the truth, though. That's why they don't eat. It takes away their high.
Well, I mean, I've seen.
You never see overweight alcoholics.
Oh, I have.
I've never seen them.
I have. Maybe really? Not. Maybe not
bloated
your alcoholics.
Ones, yes.
Maybe not your alcoholics, but I've seen.
Okay, we're not talking about that.
But what I'm trying to say is. The empty calories in alcohol.
It is a very empty.
And
very,
just,
very
you're
empty.
Better off having some food.
Even regular soda is empty calories. If you're going to have a
oh,
glass
absolutely.
Of soda, have at least a diet soda.
Absolutely.
Right?
Or water, you know,
water. Juice, to me, is empty calories. Nobody needs juice.
Of course.
Especially at a party. But even cranberry juice, any kind of juice.
Uh-huh.
It's
and
empty calories.
Available, yeah. Yeah,
because yeah, it's at the bar.
Yeah.
Any kind of juice is at the bar.
So now, so we're saying soda would be good for them to drink.
No, I would stick to seltzer, you know. Or if you really like the cola, drink Diet Cola, you know.
Yeah.
It's empty. It's zero calories.
Well, but, you know, the problem with holiday parties also is that peer pressure. You know, your friends are eating. And you don't want to be that person who can't eat or can't drink. So you get into it, like we've said, it is a social event.
It's a social event, and people eat when they're socially together.
And you just, you know, before you know it, the principles that you had when you walked into the room are now gone. So you with your friend, you're picking up the extra
portion.
But if
they were me or you, their principles are not gone. They hold on to their main principles all the time, no matter where they go. And that's what we're here to do, is instill them in their brain. To be clean most of the time and just eat what you can in moderation.
And if you want to be clean, call us at 212-460-1879 or email us directly at thebridalbodyshop@aol.com and we can help you.
We could definitely help you.
And, you know, Aleet, I like the fact that we got that on the air, that we don't talk in terms of diet. You and I talk about
clean
up. Yeah, I got to eat clean.
We're realistic.
Yeah, I have
to
eat clean.
We're realistic.
You know, and people don't realize that is a lot easier. You know, people don't realize that what we do is a lot easier than what they're
mm-hmm.
doing by simple way of we're not depriving ourselves. We know what we can and can't do. And we don't ever use a strict word like diet.
Mm-mm.
We don't deny. We got to clean it up.
Right.
It's so light.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. And people don't get it. And if people did get it, you know, I could
everybody
say
everybody'd be thin. They'd be working out.
There'd be no gyms.
We'd
probably get another crash in the market. Seriously. Because it really is that simple. All you really need to have a decent body is tenacity. All you really need is just you stay there. You just don't ever stop. Even if, forget about the scale. Throw out the scale. The scale does not matter. It's body composition
mm-hmm.
that matters, not body weight. Just stick with it. Never stop. You definitely will see results. You definitely see. We had an interesting question the other day on our, in fact, you could ask us, ask the Bridal Body Shop on Facebook. We answer a lot
of
questions.
We answer all your questions.
We had an interesting one the other day where somebody wrote in, I forgot who it was, and said, I've been exercising for, it was 3 months. I wish I had it in front of me. But I haven't seen any change at all. And what did we say to her? You know, I know you're saying you're exercising. It's either something that you're doing or something that you're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're not losing weight, because as much as people tell us, and we hear this all the time, well, I'm doing this. No, you don't understand. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, and it's still not coming off. No, you're not. No, you're doing something to sabotage it. Now, it's either you're not exercising enough or you're not really being responsible for everything that goes in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually that, because if you exercise all the time, there is no excuse. It's usually the diet. It's something that you have to tweak in your diet. And once you find out what that is, it could be that little cookie that you don't even notice or that 3 sucking candies. Get it out of your daily diet, and you'll probably see some results.
And, you know, that's a point that we've always made. You know, when people are looking at the caloric intake during the day, it's everything that you put in your mouth.
Everything
counts. It's that,
except the glass of water.
Right. And that stick of gum counts.
Mm-hmm.
The sucking candy counts. People don't realize it's everything. And if you tell
them.
And
that's why there's a lot of diets. You know, I hate to mention them, but they want you to take a daily log of
mm-hmm.
what you eat.
Yeah.
So you see exactly what you put in your mouth.
Exactly. Well, that's the point.
And if that's what you have to do in the beginning, you do it. Just to see where you went wrong. That's what I would do. I did that years ago. I said, why am I not losing that 5 pounds I want to lose? And I looked, and it's usually that little, you know, the sucking candies or the cookie that you like all the time. That's never going to hurt
the
you.
The mouthful of this or mouthful of that, it all adds up. And people don't realize that
mm-hmm.
everything that you put in your mouth does count.
Yeah. And for new mothers, eating your kids' leftovers is not a good thing
either. Oh, my God, yeah.
I did that also.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't let it go to waste. Let me finish
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Those are extra calories.
Right, and it's not just once a week you're doing it.
It's every day.
Meal. Yeah,
it's every meal of the day.
Yeah. So think about that. That's
mm-hmm.
like 7 days a week and probably, what, 800 calories
yeah.
extra
That's
that
right.
you don't need. unless you're genetically gifted and you just, you know, you're just not going to put it on. But that doesn't happen often. And even if it, even if you're not putting it on, it doesn't mean it's good for you. So, you know, that there's a difference
right
there. So I think we've wrapped that up nicely. What else do we have to say about holiday parties?
Holiday parties.
Uh-huh.
Just eat things in moderation. That's all it is, you know. And you, if you want to eat and enjoy, the next day, just go back on the eating clean plan. That's all.
I
go back to the gym, go exercise, whatever way of physical activity you do, and just eat clean the rest of the day for the week. You know?
And, you know, I think a good point is if you go back to the gym, or people who are even thinking about, you know, now is the time of year, you know, I'm going to join a gym. You don't need all the bells and whistles. You don't need, you just need a place. And, you know, make it as easy for you. Don't be lured by a gym that's across town that's giving you a good deal.
You're definitely not going to that.
Most
one.
Likely it's not going to happen.
Definitely not going
make
to
it
that.
As convenient to your office or convenient to your home. These are the two places that you spend the most time. So make it a place that maybe you could get after work or on the weekend when you're at home. There's got that has to be part of your equation, because if you can't find the time to get there, or if the time is compromising your lifestyle on the way, you will talk yourself out of going there quicker than the week is over. You will find five different excuses. The car didn't start, this didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. And you wasted money. And you also did your body an incredible disservice because you're not taking care of it again. So when choosing a gym, try to make it something that's compatible to your lifestyle. This way you do it on a
mm-hmm.
continuous basis. Because that's really it.
You know what a lot of people should do? I mean, if they take into account if they want to join a gym or just get a personal trainer or do things on their own,
mm-hmm.
go to a gym and get a weekly pass. And if you don't like it, you're not committed to that place. You know, that's what I would recommend to people that have never been to a gym. A lot of people are intimidated by a gym. And that's where we come in hand. If you want to call
mm-hmm.
us and, you know, get one of our trainers that will be more than willing to help you, or just do things on your own. But don't commit to a gym if you don't think that's going to be for you. Just get a weekly pass or a couple of days pass. They'll give it to you. They'll be more than happy to.
And really feel it out. I mean, really, because
exactly.
you can't.
That's what people do. They just all of a sudden join the gym, and you know what? They'll never see them again. Because they just don't feel right. They don't want to go there. Or they're lazy, or they're intimidated, or they just don't feel like it. It's always something.
Yeah. I totally agree. But the bottom line is, do something. Do something. I mean, the best investment is always going to be into your health. I mean, you know, they always say the best investment is real estate. No. The best investment is in your physical 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you put in now is going to get you through your old age. And one per customer. You can either decide
gracefully.
To,
remember,
yeah.
It gets you through your old age gracefully.
No, I mean, my thinking is I want to go to the doctor once a year for a physical or anything else I need, and that's it. When I'm in my 70s, I don't want to be one of those regulars in the doctor's office that you walk in, they know your name.
You like the older generation, you go to the doctor and you see people that they never worked in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Close to 70.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's really a shame.
If
they only knew what we knew now.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's never too late. So, not you, but everybody else out there.
Yeah, they're listening. They're nodding.
Okay.
Everybody's listening.
As long as anybody's listening.
Everybody. I don't think we have cricket sounds. I don't think so. But I want to say hello to our sponsors before we go. What do you think? You want to say hello to Men's Fitness RX?
Oh, okay.
Want to say hello to them?
Hello.
Friends of us. And they, you know something, Lee. And you know what? It's our show. We could do what we want. They have a great show. You know, they have a great show on
that's
every Monday night at 8 o'clock. They're competing with football, which really takes a pair. You know,
wow.
So that's pretty good to use that time slot, 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
on Monday. That's pretty good. But they really have a nice show, and it's called Men's Fitness RX. And they got a lot of good. They had Mario Lopez on. They had Who else do they have? I mentioned somebody. They had Jim Brewer last week. They have comedians. It's really a really nice show. It's an hour. You're in and out. You're entertained. You know, it's a really good show. So we want to say best of luck to them. They're on their 10th show. So they're doing really well. They tweet us. We tweet them. It's a beautiful world. But I usually listen to their show on 8 o'clock when I'm available on Monday night. So definitely check it out. Men's Fitness RX Radio is called. So it's kind of cool. And we also, as we're getting into ski injury season, we'd like to give a shout out to our friends at Topperson and they have a nice package, a holiday package. It's like a basket of all their different things.
Basket of
We could find something holiday with some.
A basket? What kind of song can you sing with a basket?
I don't know. I could be even saying Holly Jolly Christmas.
With a basket?
Anyway, so you just hum something over there. Hum something holiday as I give you the rundown on Topperson. And you will get a lovely basket full of... Is that Silent Night? Okay. But anyway, you will get all their Topperson Junior, foot cream. Okay, Lee, you could stop that now. Because I don't think you know the lyrics anyway. But
you're talking to a Jew.
I'm just saying.
Silent night, holy night. I don't know. I don't know these
most
words.
Most people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you.
Jews that I know.
Go
know
ahead.
That's all I'm saying. So you get the foot formula, like the Topperson Junior. They have it in a really, really nice basket, and it's really think about this. That's really a nice gift. If you go to
a very nice
you
gift,
know,
especially if people know about Topperson.
And it's an excellent product. Yeah, we swear by it. And that's really, I mean, think about it. Giving somebody a pain-free gift for the holidays.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Everybody we know is in pain.
Yeah.
That'd be a great gift for our friends.
Oh, boy, I know. Yeah, that's definitely.
Lather it all over them.
What a stocking stuffer, huh? Better that than the body cast. But definitely check them out. And actually, you could probably order the basket online, www.topperson.com or Bed Bath & Beyond. You could not pick up a basket, but you could pick up the individuals.
Store.
Yeah.
I love that store.
They have all that stuff there, and it's nice. So definitely give them a call. And it's really, I don't endorse many products. It's really a good product, and, you know, anybody that I've turned on to really loves it. So we say happy holidays to both of them. And I think we wrapped up our show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think so.
Do you have anything else to add?
Did the girl leave the party, or is she still walking
around?
Yeah,
she's fine. She's drunk now. She got tired. You know what?
We should slip out right now.
We leave people
slip
at
out.
The bar, and they're left to their own devices. And
I just want to make sure.
It's in our heads. God help us. So in saying that, we are back in full throttle, and we will be back. A new time slot will be 3 o'clock on Saturdays, so look for us there. And our show will always be posted on the Blog Talk Radio calendar as well as the Bridal Body Shop Facebook page. So you could always find out what we're up to by those two methods. So in saying that, we will see you next week, Saturday at 3 o'clock, and we hope you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. What do you think, Alit? Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
You're saying goodbye?
Definitely.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Take us home.
Ready, baby?
Go ahead.